To another exciting edition of This Old Heck. Explain how all this is supposed to work, but yeah. Fuck this. Alright, this is Foxfire, and I'm filling in for Adam. Welcome to episode 4 of This Old Heck. We're going to consider dumpster diving episode number 3, so we don't have to go back and edit the third part of the desktop hacking series. If you're not familiar with that series, it was started on TwatTech last year sometime. This is the boring part of the show. According to listener feedback, we've not spent enough time actually explaining what is going on. Instead, just jumping into, y'all hold my beer, I'm going to play with some power tools. We'll take a minute to explain this show to ya. Current events. Steroid use. Performance-enhancing drugs. It used to be when Babe Ruth played baseball, the only performance-enhancing drugs they had were hookers, booze, and cigars. So tonight, in memory of the old tradition, I've got beer and cigarettes, my performance-enhancing drugs for the evening. Obviously, this show was pre-recorded. As a matter of fact, it's January. And the show was recorded, back in, fucking July. Sometime in the back of the summertime when it was like 105 degrees outside. And, well, it was pretty fucking hot. Today it was actually in the 70s, and it's, the first week of January. So it's kind of interesting. What does this have to do with hacking? Well, there's a switch involved. Hackers like switches. I know you guys like switches. Otherwise, it comes down to the fact that everything's like a system. You got your electrical system, you got your electronics and your computers, you got mechanical systems, like cogs, gears, wheels, internal combustion engines, that kind of thing. Mechanical systems. Electromechanical systems. Hacking's not, in my opinion, hacking's not just a computer and what you can do with it or what you can do to it. It's also any kind of system. Like social engineering, you're hacking people. So what this has to do with hacking, it's analyzing and fixing a system, that's about it, really. And it's something I did, and I recorded it because, well, what the fuck, why not? back to this show being pre-recorded and performance-enhancing drugs that I'm taking tonight. We'll plan on recording a second part to this show. I'm going to work on a little project here, and it'll be the closing section of the This Old Heck podcast, where I will play with blow torches while drinking beer. Y'all hold my beer. Listen to this. Today, we're taking a break from the desk installation project to do a little work outside with the well. If most of you people live in the city and you've never had to work with a well before, it's not like what you see in the movies. There's not a giant hole in the ground, and I don't haul buckets of water up to the surface with the rope. Today, the diameter of the hole is, I'd say, about 6 inches. Actually, I can't see the hole. All I can see is the top of the pump enclosure, but it's about 6 inches around, and there's some PVC pipe coming up. There's a motor that's down inside the hole there, and there's a long hose that runs down, you know, however many hundreds of feet they had to drill down to the water table there. And so it's a small hole, but like I said, there's a pump, and the process normally runs it to a pressure tank, and then there's a pressure switch. Now, what happens is the switch senses the pressure in the line, and if the pressure gets below a certain point, it causes the pump to run. So this way, when you turn on the faucet in the house, the pressure tank keeps the pressure up until the pump starts running, and then the pump kicks on and it runs until you turn the faucet off, and then it will shut off once the pressure in the tank has reached the appropriate level. And last year about this time, I redid all of the plumbing inside of the well house, where I've got the pipes that run to the underground pipe from the pressure tank, and the pipe that runs to the water hose and the spigot for the water hose, and the pipes that run from the pump to the pressure tank. Replaced pretty much everything there was. Well, recently, the fitting that goes to the so there's like an elbow that comes up out of the it comes up out of the ground, makes a 90 degree angle, goes on for about 6 inches, and then makes another 90 degree angle back down. And that, where it goes back down, runs into the actual pipe that goes to the pressure tank. Well, the fitting, not the pipe itself, but the actual fitting, recently ruptured to where it was spraying water everywhere in the well house here. So I took a piece of thick saddle leather and some vice grips and made a kind of a clamp tourniquet kind of deal to keep it from spraying, because it makes the lack of pressure makes the pump run. Well, with it dripping instead of spraying, it maintains the pressure and doesn't waste a lot of water, and it wasn't a big deal. Well, recently the drip got worse, and there was probably about an inch of water in the bottom of the well house today, and my wife happened to notice it, and I was going to work on it anyway, so it was a good thing that she got me out of bed to work on it. So what I've already done is I have broken the nipple off of the pipe going from the pump, and because it's glued in with plumber's glue, and there's no way I could, it's not threaded, it's all plastic. So I had to break the nipple off that goes to the black roll pipe. Black roll pipe is flexible black pipe, as opposed to the stiffer colored white PVC that I've got to work with today. So right now I'm just making sure that I've got, that I know what I need. I've got a sample elbow, so I pretty much know what size of fitting I'm going to need. So right now I'm getting ready to drive to town and go to the
supply store and pick up the parts that I need. And it's only about, you know, 96, 98 degrees outside today. It's not as bad as it was a couple weeks ago when it was 105 degrees, not including the heat indices, the heat index. And so I'm getting ready to go down.
Listening to a little Paul.com
here,
and I've been recording
on the iPod.
So,
and I will
on vacation last week.
Listen to the show, and I will
what happened to the security industry?
Get back when I get to
beat down
the
part store. You got that much
store.
Time already?
Seat of my car overnight, and Well, I figured 70, 75 miles an hour would have sucked his little ass right out the window, but, you know, that spider web's pretty, tough stuff, and he's still kicking it over here in the passenger seat. I fucked him up a little bit because he put a web over to the iPod there, and I went to grab the iPod. It kind of fucked everything up for him, but so anyway, that's it for now. I guess I'm going to get the truck. It's 1:15, and I've got, you know, no water at the house, and I've got a few hours before I have to get ready for my job, so and it's a good 45-minute drive to and from the auto parts store. Not the auto parts store, but to the nearest other supply store. So that's an hour and a half drive, which would put me back at the house at 2:45. So I think I have to leave for work at 4. So gotta get this done. I'm gonna have to get it done.
Hey, come in on what do I do for you?
Well, we get another one, so we're just this down.
Okay, you gotta do what now? Is it straight or is it an elbow or?
Yeah, it's a straight piece of bone.
But like this? Now that's the size you've got.
Yeah.
What did this break? But okay,
before. Actually, it broke off in something that was actually, there was two things. There was one with the, like a hex band on it, something like this. That's it up in here.
Well, is this white PVC elbow what you'll be using?
Yeah, this is what's coming off of the, this is what's coming off the well. So I need something that's moving around like this that's going to fit in here. That's also going to reduce down to that size.
Mm-hmm. Alright, let me look
here
a minute and think a minute.
Okay, now here this fits here. Now I need something that's gonna, I can glue this in. Now I need something I can glue in here that's gonna be the...
I don't have a bob on it though, I don't think. I think we're gonna have to glue something in there that this will screw on to.
No, that's got...
Glue in like that. What we're going to have to do is, this is going to be kind of complicated because we're using two different types of...
Well, the one that was on there was kind of a nylon deal. It was white and nylon.
Yeah, right.
Like that. The one you got in hand, that's the color of it. It's like a white nylon deal. Like,
yeah, like
something
that.
Like that. Which, and that might screw it, it doesn't screw it though. But now that you mention it, if there's a piece of this, gray pipe that's smooth, we can glue that in and maybe screw something through, right?
Alright, let's see.
But I don't see any of that that's not hard.
Alright, this is nylon, it's the same size, it looks like it's bobbed. Now, we've got to this glue into that.
Sure will.
This is his.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Fantastic.
All right, so this should be the last segment of this episode of This Old Hack. What you've missed off the air was me cutting the old elbow off of the previous elbow off of the pipe and trimming down the existing black roll pipe. And I used a device called the pipe cutter, which is, it's like a demented C-clamp. It's, it clamps on, the same method as a C-clamp, only it's got a roller. It's got two rollers and a cutting disc. And you apply pressure, C-clamp fashion, and the rollers help it keep a track around the edge while the cutting disc, of course, cuts into the plastic pipe there. And I'm thinking it's possible to use it on metal pipe. Oh, I don't know if I've tried that yet. And now I'm just tightening up this little clamp on the PVC there, on the roll pipe. And that should be it now. I had to get some parts at the hardware store, and I got some glue. I think you guys heard all that. And so the only part you missed was the gluing, which we glued it. You apply liberally the purple stuff, which is the cleaner primer, for 15 seconds, and then and a moment later you apply the cement and stick it all together at one time. And I'll update on whether or not this is successful. It's supposed to sit for 24 to 48 hours, but we really can't go without water for that long. So we're going to try to do it in 12 hours since it's real hot and see what happens. At least if it does mess up, I'll know what I need to get. What I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to make a didgeridoo. First, I've got to go find the stuff to make the didgeridoo. So, dark out. I've got one of those flashlights that you have to shake up to make work. Shit, and I guess I should turn it on before I go walking around instead of shaking it and walking around in the dark. But, actually, I don't know how well this is going to work, because I've seen it done with campfires. I have never, and I've seen, well, I shouldn't say that. I said I've seen it done with campfires, and I've seen it done with torches before, but I have never used a torch, and I have never made a didgeridoo before, but there's a first time for everything. And what's the worst that could happen? I could blow some shit up or something, you know. Yeah. So, okay, I've got my torch here and a bottle of gas. Let's see. It's dark, so of course. Let me see what the label says. Oh, the label fell off. So actually, it sounds like there's stuff in there. So, I actually don't know. It's some kind of torch compound that people normally use for soldering joints on pipes and such. And speaking of pipes, I've got my my pipe cutter here, which probably would have been faster for me to just grab a hacksaw. So, because I don't really care if it's a flush cut or not. All I want is a fucking chunk of pipe. I have a hacksaw handy. And now, I know I saw some pipe over here in the woods earlier today that was going to be perfect. At least I thought it was going to be perfect. And, I need a better light. My mag light died, and I'm waiting until I can afford, to get one of those LED mag lights. Now my dog thinks I'm an attacker. I'm gonna get attacked here by my own dog, obviously. Not a good thing. Great. Alright, well, first he'll cut me off a
good chunk of this stuff. Yeah, that was a lot quicker than using the pipe cutter, which is great for metal pipe because you can't just saw right through metal pipe. Now, against my better judgment, I'm going to smoke cigarettes, consume alcohol, and play with a blowtorch and a large piece of plastic. I better check the inside of this thing. Shit. I'm telling what's fucking living inside of it. End up fucking taking some kind of alien space creatures inside of the house with me. I really can't see through the goddamn thing. Okay, well, you know what? It better just be okay. Get all my shit together here. Carry inside. Thing I'm going to do is crack a beer. Take a shot. And see if I can't find my lighter. And I'm going to go test to see if I can even make this blowtorch machine operate. I don't know if there's any kind of safety precautions I'm supposed to be taking here. I've never handled this stuff before, so got an empty bottle there. I'm just gonna chuck that out the back door. I've got what could possibly be a full bottle of gas here, and I'm going to attempt to attach it. And let's see. Okay. Well, it does in fact have gas in it. Now, I'm going to turn the gas on and attempt to light it with a lighter and see what happens. Torch action. Good. Excellent. Now that that's been established, I'm going to go take my oversized length of roll pipe, which roll pipe is, I don't think I explained it in the show, roll pipe is like black PVC tubing that, well, obviously comes on a roll instead of in lengths. So turn the shower on here because it's dark and I don't feel like working out in the yard. And I'm just going to kind of wipe the mud off of this piece of pipe because it's been sitting out in the ground, on the ground, for God knows how long. I'm gonna run some brush, run some water through it, make sure there's no critters living inside.
before I go doing anything weird to it, because, well, I'm going to be putting my mouth on one end of it, and I'm going to be putting a blowtorch to the other end of it, and now I'm not smoking the world's second biggest bong here, but that's part of the process of playing the didgeridoo. And so in order to make it custom, make it sound right, I will definitely not want
some kind of large arachnid crawling
up my throat while I work on this thing. If I was a good drunk, I'd have 40 bottle sitting around somewhere, and I would use a 40 bottle for my next step, but I don't. Have any 40s sitting around here, so I'm going to try to use this lemon juice bottle. Now, what I'm going to do with the lemon juice bottle is pick an end of the tube. This would actually sound better if I had a bigger piece of a larger diameter piece of tubing. But since I don't, then I'm going to just work with what I've got. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to heat one end of the pipe with the blowtorch, and I'm going to slide it over the top of the bottle and create a bell-shaped end to make the sound better. So lighting up torch land here. Okay, here we go. Kind of spinning the pipe around, heating it as I go. Okay, trying not to catch it on fire. Mistakes so far. First mistake is I was twisting the tube counterclockwise, and I managed to unscrew the cap to the lemon juice, and now it is firmly lodged inside the tube. I'll turn it over and extract the cap, reattach it, and from now on I will be turning the tube clockwise. Second mistake was by overheating the plastic and setting it on fire and pushing too hard, too fast. If I was a good drunk, I'd have 40 bottle sitting around somewhere, and I would use a 40 bottle for my next step, but I don't. Have any 40s sitting around here, so I'm going to try to use this lemon juice bottle. Now, what I'm going to do with the lemon juice bottle is pick an end of the tube. This would actually sound better if I had a bigger piece of a larger diameter piece of tubing. But since I don't, then I'm going to just work with what I've got. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to heat one end of the pipe with the blowtorch, and I'm going to slide it over the top of the bottle and create a bell-shaped end to make the sound better. So lighting up torch land here. Okay, here we go. Kind of spinning the pipe around, heating it as I go. Okay, trying not to catch it on fire. Mistakes so far. First mistake is I was twisting the tube counterclockwise, and I managed to unscrew the cap to the lemon juice, and now it is firmly lodged inside the tube. Turn it over and extract the cap, reattach it, and from now on I will be turning the tube clockwise. Second mistake was by overheating the plastic and setting it on fire and pushing too hard, too fast. That is the learning experience so far. I'm going to try working with the other end now, since I just cut the first end that I was working with. I'll just cut it off and start over. That's why I cut it off an extra long piece. Since I've never done this before, then I will see if it knob has broken off of the bottle.
guy's car on fire, and I'm throwing it outside. Because something just doesn't seem safe about that. And this concludes the homemade didgeridoo portion of this old hack. I will be throwing away the bottle of lemon juice because I think it has passed its expiration date. I will be throwing the piece of roll pipe out the back door until I can get a new torch nozzle that I did not just kind of, you know, find. And luckily I did not blow my testicles off, and y'all hold my beer and watch this.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting.